USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Nathan Wade will not be part of the prosecution in the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. He submitted his resignation following the judge's ruling Friday that Fulton County DA Fawny Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Wade was removed. Wade, who is in a romantic relationship with Willis, said in a statement he's stepping down in the interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
During his remarks, Biden condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package already approved by the Senate. However, Johnson has been hesitant to advance the legislation, citing concerns over border provisions. Mike Pence is not endorsing former President Trump. The former VP said Trump does not promote the same conservative values they pushed during their 4 years together. While he would not say who he's voting for, he said he absolutely will not vote for President Biden. Officials say a tornado in Ohio killed at least 3 people. Multiple injuries were caused by a tornado in Indiana. A total of 5 tornadoes were confirmed in Ohio. A tornado also damaged at least 50 structures in a small northern Kentucky town near the Indiana border. Consumers are expected to spend over $22 billion this Easter. That's according to the National Retail Federation. 81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A rash of subway violence continues to plague New York City's subway system. A man is in critical condition after being shot in the head on a subway train in downtown Brooklyn Thursday. The victim was rushed to the hospital in critical condition while the alleged shooter was taken into custody. The Biden administration's first public event on marijuana reform. Vice President Harris hosted a roundtable discussion yesterday on the topic with Grammy-nominated rapper Fat Joe, Kentucky's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, and individuals who've received pardons for prior cannabis convictions. Australian businessman and a former parliament member, Clive Palmer, will soon be able to feel like he's on top of the world. He's planning to sail the Titanic 2 in 2027 and take the same trip the Titanic did from Southampton, England, to New York. The ship will even feature 4 smokestacks, similar to its original, but will run on a diesel engine. Spring breakers in Miami Beach won't necessarily be subjected to a bed check, but they will have to follow a curfew this weekend. City of Miami Beach says alcohol sales will end at 6 p.m. and the curfew will run from midnight until 6 a.m. each day until Monday morning. Alcohol sales will also end at 6 p.m. each day. City officials say they're protecting the public from the dangerous mayhem that has taken place over spring break in recent years. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.